I think one or two mornings that I had to go out there and bring him in. But I found out something that you don't, the average guy don't know unless he handles it. You can't, a bull won't hurt you if he, with his eyes open. When they hit with their eyes closed.
Is that right?
And if you can, I drove a bull off with a pocket knife, rather. I've had one had me cornered one day, and I used a pocket knife and gouged him in the eye with it.
Oh, yeah?
And I backed him off of me. He didn't have me in a place tight enough that he could have hurt me, but I could make him get away from me with that. So, well, I made me a whip out of wire on a broom handle about this long, and I always had that hanging in the barn. And whenever I reached for that whip, I went out there and I caught him with it a couple times, and we had him on a cement platform that he had to come across, and they can't move quick on cement or they slip and fall down, see. And when I'd hit him, he jumped and he fell a couple times, and of course, when he fell, I was on him and lashing him with that, see. And that, you put the fear of God in them occasionally, and that they don't. But this morning, I was working around the barn, and John was leaving him out to water. And I was upstairs in the barn, and looking, heard the commotion down there, and I looked out, and there stood John with that lash, and he was lashing him across the eyes, and the critter was standing there facing him, seeing, taking it. And I yelled down at him, and I said, back away from him. Don't turn and run, back away from him. Just keep him and get in the barn. Well, then I went down there, and of course, he was just... got to the point, and the weather was hot, and everything was just enough to make him kind of hostile, and he stood there just daring us to come on out, you know. Well, I said, you go out that way, and I come out this way. Well, we had him in two ways, and in the barn he went.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, but this one that knocked my dad down, we run him all over the farm that morning before we finally got him in the barn. And then we kept him tied up, and we took him out to water with a rope and a double rope, see, so on. If I had to take him out myself, I put a rope on that would let him go out to the water tank, then I took another rope and let him out, see, that he couldn't get away from us. I always had a, what you call a safety rope on him to hold him in case...
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't get away, and that way we handled him, but one night he got loose.